Jordan on BBC Radio Scotland.
Before all that, it's the phone-in this morning. Almost half of all older people in the UK have experienced mental health problems such as anxiety or depression, according to a new survey for the charity Age UK. It showed ill health, financial worries, or the death of a loved one are common triggers for this. Is this you? Are you struggling with these issues? Have you sought help? And if so, what worked for you? 08085 92 95 00 80295 to text us this morning. Dennis on email: it's very hard losing the one you love, especially after 50 years of a great loving relationship, but life must carry on. And I keep myself busy with a full programme of activities every day, but the nights are still hard. What's your experience of this? The survey says one in four older people say it's difficult for them to discuss these issues because they grew up in the age of the stiff upper lip. If you suffer in silence, you've never spoken about it in the past or now, depression and anxiety. If you're too embarrassed to speak to your family or your GP, speak to me this morning. You don't have to say who you are, where you're from. Pick up the phone, 08085 92 95 00 80295. If you prefer to get in touch by text this morning. Let's speak to Albert Dickey. Albert is 68 years old and he suffered from multiple mental health problems. Albert, good morning.
Morning, Stephen.
Thank you so much for your time this morning and for speaking to me. Tell me about your experience, Albert. When did you start to have problems?
I found out through the shock of finding my mother dead in bed. That's 40-odd year ago and it's kicked in since then. Plus, I've got quite a number of serious health issues, which took its toll on it and all. But I joined a group called Good Morning, and I opened up to them, and I've never looked back since.
See, you make it sound easy, Albert, but that's the hard bit, is that first step, joining any group. How did that come about? How did you find out about them, and what did you first do to make a connection with them?
Well, I found out through my own GP, who, at the time, I didn't want to live anymore. I felt, this is life, I don't want it. And my GP put me on to Good Morning, and I've been with them for 2 years now. And I was actually at a meeting with them yesterday, and to see so many people turning up, and they've been there to help, I just feel they're so amazing, you know?
How does it work? What do they do?
Just knowing that there's somebody at the other end of the line to talk to, and they phone me 5 days a week, every morning at around about 10 o'clock, just to chat about anything and on it, anything in one way, you know, just to know somebody's there and somebody cares, you know.
And what happens if you don't pick up the phone one day, what happens?
If they don't get an answer to me, they get in touch with a neighbour who's a key holder to my premises. If they don't get a contact to her, they get in touch with the police, then they take action from there, no? It's definitely a brilliant service.
So you look forward to that call 50 minutes from now. You look forward to that call every morning?
Yes, it means so much to me, you know. I honestly believe if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here today talking to you, you know. My depression had got so bad over the years, no?
When you go to meetings of this charity and there are other older people there, what are the stories that you hear from them, Albert?
Well, just hearing one another's problems and you sort of help them and all because you've been down that road, you know?
I mean, you've been very open and you've said you've suffered all your life with issues. Has it changed the problems for you in later life, the nature of what you're facing?
Well, I found in my younger days, I bottled up a lot. I was feared to tell anyone, no. Then, through my own GP, who's really very caring, I started opening up. And it took a burden off me, you know. Just knowing that somebody's there, no.
That is the hard bit, though. You know, even with your GP, even if you've got a great GP, it's that first step of sitting down and they look across the desk and say, how can I help you? And trying to put into words how you're feeling and what's in your head. It's difficult.
It's a big step to take, but I can only say to others, hey, go for it. Don't be ashamed. Talk, no.
How did you start when you sat down with your GP that day? How did you start? Because often it's just difficult to put into words what you're feeling with depression and anxiety.
I was in such a state, I didn't have an appointment that day. And when the secretary seen the state of me, the GP seen me there, and then I just was, I was so close to giving up in life, you know. And I just says, but no, I've got to talk, or I won't be here anymore, you know. And I just had lost a wife and that, and oh, I know. So there was a lot going against me at the time, no.
See, that's another big thing. This survey says, Albert, obviously for people later in life, is when they lose a loved one. And that kind of chips away at confidence and takes them a further step down the road to depression. And that was how it was for you.
Oh, definitely, no. I felt a big emptiness in my life after that, no. And I just couldn't see anything in life for me at the time. But I can only say I can't praise good life enough for being there for me at the time and still there for me at this present day, you know.
We're going to talk in this hour, Albert, as well, with some of the experts about medication and about prescription. Has that worked for you?
I would say talking helped me more, because medication, you get immune to it and it starts, it doesn't kick in, it doesn't do anything for you. So I find talking the best therapy the only way, you know.
That was the best thing for you. How long were you on medication? When you look back on it, down the years, how much time did you spend, do you think, on antidepressants and other medication?
Well, over 40 years. I'm still on them, no. I'll burn them for life, no.
So they're there in the background for you, but you believe the best thing you can do is talk about it?
Well, definitely, no. Just don't be ashamed. Go for it. There's others in the same boat. Some are worse than you, and all I can say to help you is don't hold back. Talk, no.
Albert, thanks so much for your time this morning, and enjoy your call from Good Morning at 10 o'clock this morning. Nice to speak to you. Is Albert talking about you? He says there's many people out there with this issue. If that's you and you're listening to this call and you've not done anything about this so far, you haven't spoken to your GP, you haven't spoken to your family, if you're a person later in life with issues around mental health, depression and anxiety, pick up the phone to me now, 08085 929500, or you can text 80295. Billy's in East Kilbride. Morning, Billy.